This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Coming your way downtown Gray Bay, downtown Oshkosh, and all points in between. Heather Arndt, our very special guest. Heather, we were talking earlier about, and you've made a great career as an actress.
Yes.
And we were talking with Pete Schwabe earlier, if he could go back, you know, from 30 years, give some advice to the young... 30 years ago, if you could give some advice to a young Heather, what would you tell her?
Wow, you know, it is such a different world now, because it's interesting because I did grow up in a small town.
Luxembourg Casco.
Shout out to all those Spartans out there.
LC Spartans representing.
Right. Hey, you know, I was a cheerleader one year, too.
Were you really?
Yeah, for the girls' basketball team.
Nice.
Which we have a really great girls'
great basketball. History.
Do we still have a girls' basketball team?
Yeah, Cassie, who lives right here, is one of their star players for UW Green Bay.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, she's a great player. She lives here. But going back to Luxembourg Casco, who was I talking to that was from there? But anyway... A lot of when we do the high school football games, okay, we love it if people bring us small town food. Like Kewanee brings us all this like homemade small town food and the great butcher shop up there for the brats and all those kind of things. Well, a guy brought us some cheeseburgers this year, okay?
Yeah.
I think it was against Little Chute. And me and Ted Stefaniak and the crew, oh, that's great. And we're eating this, like, these are unbelievable. This thing, like, where'd you get these? He says, oh, it's not a big name place. We're like, where? He says, from the bowling alley, some bowling alley in Luxembourg.
Oh,
the greatest cheeseburgers I've ever tasted in my life. And it's like, that's what I love about those small towns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There will be a place like that, but you got to find it. Right. Isn't that the truth?
Right across from the church.
Yep.
The bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. But Luxembourg, that was a good place to grow up. I mean, it was.
You know, I grew up in a big family, so we had seven kids in our family.
Yeah, strong families.
Right, strong Catholic family.
There's
right.
a lot of big family, isn't that the truth? Because like, when I do those games, it's like, well, I know I did that name 10 years ago, and 20 years ago, and 30 years ago. And it's right. like, yeah, that was my dad,
but
that was
you
my
know,
uncle, that was my son.
Trying to go for a bike ride with a big family like that, it's like, is there some event going on? What's yeah. happening? We're all just taking a...
Got a parade
normal.
Going.
Exactly, there's nine of us, you know, it's
cool.
crazy.
Did you grow up on a farm?
Honestly, I'm surprised I didn't. I grew up all around farms. I babysat for all the farmers. You know, my parents had big families, but I did not grow up on a farm. You know, we had rabbits. We had outside cats because I'm allergic to inside cats. We had dogs, birds. We had a horse. We had all the
kind of cool.
Yeah, had the animals.
You're a country girl in a way then, right?
Hobby farm.
Yeah. You know, I have those country roots. I think people look at me now that wouldn't know that I'm... Grew up a small town. They think I'm very acclimated to
the city. Well, I'll tell you what. Who's a guest we have on? And we talked about this from UWGB, and she is still farms and ranches.
Oh man, she's something else
in Luxembourg area.
She does the learning
continuing ed
for seniors. It's called Learning After Retirement.
At UW Green Bay.
Oh,
and
okay.
She comes in here at 7:30, and she's already done all these
chores
and
like fixed
a fence, and just it's crazy
you know,
what she does.
Yeah,
it's
the
awesome.
Farm kids were always up real early.
Oh, yeah.
And we got another one. Her brother owned the alpaca farm in Luxembourg.
Right.
Yeah, see, Luxembourg is where it's
but
at.
You know, they're doing that at 5 a.m. Then they come in here and they look like you, all good to go. You know what I mean? I think that's cool.
But Luxembourg also, you have a country club out there that's decent.
I actually worked at Northbrook Country Club back in the day.
My kids learned to golf out there. They have great lessons for kids,
great
adults.
Place.
It's just
and, you know, they had really
super
good
nice
food.
Place.
Yes.
Those Friday night
fish fries.
Oh,
right.
My gosh. Everybody's cracking those
crab legs.
Yes.
That's where I learned to not like crab legs.
What?
Well, they're delicious.
Yeah.
But the amount of effort that goes
so
in. Right.
So much. Just for that little bit.
Exactly.
If you get a big piece, you are so excited.
You're so excited.
I'm here to eat. Not,
but
yeah,
you're trying
not
to dig in that little fork and get that little piece. And
that's still going strong, right?
That is still, yeah. I think they changed some of the management and stuff like that, but it is still... right. going strong. I know they do a Packer pool because I saw that.
All right. We don't talk gambling in this show.
We can't do that.
We don't do that.
I'm sorry.
So you grew up in a great community. Tell me the transition into actress. Did you do community theater? Did you do Dudley Birder stuff or UWGB?
Yeah, so kind of really tying back into the question that I never really answered there. You know, growing up in a small town, and not to age myself, but there was no internet back then. Right. So I didn't really know what my next steps were. From a very young age, I knew this is kind of what I wanted to do. I always thought I'd be a singer or an actress. And that's really all I did as a child. I was involved in all of the musicals at school. You know, I was in choir. I was in band. Everything. And I grew up watching Sha-na-na. That's a really old show.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of you that may know. So that was my favorite. My mom was really into soap operas because that was huge back then. She watched all my children. So I learned a lot of like drama from that. Everyone's getting into fights, and that's where I learned how to cry on cue. I would go back to my room and just practice in the mirror and learn how to cry on cue. And so that's really helped me, you know, now with film work and other things like that for dramatic scenes where I can just turn it on and start crying. I could cry for you right now, but we don't want to.
So you had that homeschooling type of acting experience.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, grassroots. I didn't know who was in the industry. When I graduated from high school, I said, this is what I want to do. And my mom had no connections and no one really knew anything back then. And so I was like, all right, I guess I just go into the real world, quote unquote. And it wasn't until I started kind of working in advertising and marketing, because that's kind of the direction my life took. And I started working with one of our photographers. I worked for Gannett at the time. And I started doing some modeling. And then one of my clients actually said, you should get signed with an agent. And this was in my early 20s. And that's kind of really how I circled back into it. And then I got to work with Patrick Swayze on his last television series, The Beast. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And it just kept kept growing.
So Heather Arndt, you are a, what is your title? What's the NASCAR?
Actress?
An actress, but are you in that club? You get your card?
Oh, union. So here. Oh,
AFTRA?
Yeah, yeah. SAG. Yeah. I'm or not. SAG, yeah. Yep. I'm not union. It's a little hard to be union sometimes here in the Midwest, in Green Bay, especially because we are a non-union market and there's so much non-union work. So nothing against.
Which is one of the reasons some of those companies come here, right?
Yeah. So we have projects.
To save a few bucks.
And you, but if they come here with a SAG project, like you are still working SAG for the day. So you are a SAG actor. You know, Chicago is kind of our closest major market for union work. So if you live in Chicago, that can be great, but it can be hard too. You know, LA, New York, and Chicago are those major markets.
When I lived in Arizona and I was involved with that kind of stuff, that's one of the reasons a lot of movies were shot in Arizona at the time, because dealing with the different aspects that the behind the scenes things.
Right. There's a lot.
And there was a lot of tax credits that came.
Exactly.
People wanted, you know, and Arizona jumped in, and of course, North Carolina, and then Georgia and Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. We used to have some great tax credits, so let's bring those back.
I just want to say we had none for a while. Right. Then it was great, and now it's back to, I think there's still something, but it's not, it's very competitive. I mean, everybody wants a great movie in their town because it's great for tourism.
But you still got the money guys behind the scenes who,
But you don't have your SAG card, but how do you find work then living here in Luxembourg or Green Bay how do you run into Patrick Swayze? Or how do you run into these people? I haven't seen them in the mall lately.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I think.
Hey, maybe if we had a downtown mall, he would.
Harsh. You know, I don't know if I can just sit here.
Did you
know
Christmas shopping with your babysitting money?
Swiss Colony was there.
Yes.
Yeah, and they had those giant beef sticks. Do you remember those?
Yes.
They
were so, like, and the orange Julius and the big cookies.
Right up top.
Right next to the arcade and the big clock.
Oh, you and the other eight people. Yeah, it was awesome. Just square foot sales were just great.
That thing was. It really was memories. It's really core memories there.
The only financial memories were like the first 2 years.
Here we go. Todd, could we get through a show where he doesn't use the word financial? Is that a possibility?
But Heather, before you, John, you know, you threw me under the bus on the mall. But you know where you see these people is on the city deck.
Yeah.
That's racism. So, and I helped build that. You're teasing me about they don't come down to the mall. They come to the city deck.
All I know in the mall, it was 72 degrees on Christmas, and you go up to the city deck right now, it's a wind chill of 14 below. So you're calling.
No, but honestly, you know, finding the work, it's really every single day you are putting yourself out there. You are auditioning every single day. So it is a full-time job even when you're not on set because, you know, you're on all of the casting platforms. There's different casting platforms as an actor that you'll utilize or agencies or different things like that. So every day you get up, it's like you have to have a game plan of here's all the things I'm going to be doing. You can't just sit stagnant and wait for offers to come
in.
And
that, you know what we were saying about that when I asked about if you went back in time with Pete Schwabe that we had on, he said, I would tell these kids, write every single day, have the discipline to sit down, if it's writing jokes or you're writing a movie, or but sit back.
Discipline yourself to write
and
every single day.
He admitted when things, okay, kind of made it big for a while, and it's like, I got lazy.
Throttled back. Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Don't let yourself get lazy. So you're talking about the exact same thing.
Making steps every day, and I love that you use the word discipline because that is really... That is the truth. And sometimes,
John, that means to be structured and do things on time.
Huh. I've always done just the opposite my entire life.
But honestly, you know, some of the people that aren't maybe the strongest actors, if they have the discipline and do it every day, can beat out some of the people that don't have the discipline. So it's going in every day and making moves for yourself. So not just waiting for, even if you have an agent, yes, they're working for you, but you also need to be working for yourself and promoting yourself and getting yourself out there and looking for those auditions. So it is a never-ending game, and it's a learning experience and always bettering yourself.
When you're good at something, though, like your daughter is a phenomenal entertainer, phenomenal singer, all these
things. But yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
No, I know, but I mean, I saw her perform,
yeah,
you know, back
she's good.
But when you've got that thing inside of you, it's hard to just give that up.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? It's like, because I think God gives people certain gifts that he doesn't give to other people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And when you've got that, it can be hard, I think, to go outside of that, isn't it? When it brings you so much pleasure.
And that's what it brings. I mean, you guys love the roar of the crowd, yeah. You know, the smell of the grease paint. I mean, it's just, but theater, you're giving people a lot.
Yeah.
When you're doing a good job, people are loving it. I mean, they're laughing or they're singing along or crying, whatever it is, whatever the show is. And I think that's part of it. I mean, I think we all want to make people feel good, right?
I mean,
isn't it innately we want to do that? We try to do that a little bit here. But, I mean, theater can really bring it home. And, but let's talk about that's all the upside. But the downside to theater is it's tough. I mean, you can go hungry.
Yeah, I mean, theater, you know, commercial work, voiceover work, film work, you have to have thick skin. You have to understand that you're going to hear a lot of no's. You're going to put in a lot of effort, and then maybe you'll have those will all be different ones that you're not going to get. And there are other actors you're competing against where you could have got that job too, but it's just one of those
things. We're honoring you with Shunner.
Thank you. I love it.
All right.
Heather, hey, you know what's weird that we were talking about guys like when they're comedians and then all of a sudden something serious? Wasn't the lead guy in Sha Na Na, wasn't he in that cop show then?
I don't remember him. He did a game show, though.
I think he did a cop show, too.
I don't remember. No,
well, right. We're after game shows.
We're with Heather Arndt. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Make any money. She's Todd, just so you know, she's trying to steal Jesse away from you.
It would just be a one-day project.
The producer. All right. So let's see.
What's the project? Is he going to be
First of all, I'm a little offended.
Okay, that she didn't ask you.
Oh, my God. She just said
wait a minute. Let's be honest here.
He's well-built and clean-cut.
Right?
John.
And young.
And young.
Right?
John, okay, other than those three.
Is it an acting gig?
Well, I mean, sort of, not really. It's for GE Health, so mainly, you know, like you're just doing what they need. Like maybe you're walking over to this space or whatever. It's a well-paying gig.
Okay. But you need to tell me the description of the guy you're looking for.
She said, Jesse. I'm looking for a big and tough guy. Jesse. a big and tough guy. And I had sent her one who was big and tough like that, but he had this longer beard. And she's like, they declined him because he looked too rough around the edge.
No, we don't want a biker. We want some
And then all of a sudden he appeared.
And, how people are discovered, huh?
And you know, it was kismet. Right. And I was like, this is who we've been looking for.
Great. And so that's great. You get 60%. We get 40.
We get something, right?
We just have to write the contract.
We're always looking for a side gig, so maybe that'll be it.
Side hustle.
We'll be talent scouts.
We're all about, there we go.
I like it. I like it a lot. Wow.
So being this, you're an actress.
Yes.
Do you do community theater? Do you do...
just to stay sharp?
We've had Evergreen on here a number of times. Evergreen Theater.
Yeah.
We've had the Dudley Birder Corral. Dudley Birder... Somebody on there. There's a lot of theater going on here in Green Bay. A lot of high school, but there's some...
Had Gizmo.
Yep.
There is a lot of theater. And honestly, I don't have a lot of time for theater. You know, I do... My children are older, but I still do have two children and... at home that are not adults. And although they're getting older, they're involved in a lot. I have one that's on the competition dance team, which is extremely busy. By the way, shout out to Ash Wabanon and good luck this weekend.
Jaguars!
At their invite. That's right. They have their huge dance invite, which I think is the largest in the state of Wisconsin.
Hardest thing I've ever done in my life, and it was at Ash Wabanon High School. The instructor for the dance asked if I would judge a competition.
Really? Did you do it one year?
I did, but I had no idea what to look for.
It was hard. So hard because some of the teams are so good and it's just that
one little thing. They said, look for that one little thing to separate the teams.
I know.
Couldn't see it. I couldn't find it.
I don't know if I'd want that pressure because I've been to those dance competitions. Whoa. How did you feel doing it?
Well, my daughter was huge and she was a Troyette.
Okay.
Yeah. So they won the national championship.
That's the one who won was the team with his daughter.
Exactly.
It wasn't as difficult. As you think.
She was captain of the team.
Conflict of interest there.
No. Well, they weren't in that competition. They weren't in the competition. Sure. They weren't in the competition. But it is. That's very competitive. I mean, you'd think, oh, these nice girls, they get a chance. Yeah.
So when my daughter graduates, so she's a junior this year. She has one more year and then that's it. So are we going to go back as judges so there's no conflict of interest?
Absolutely.
And be like, okay, this is us. We're teaming it up.
And you're telling me what to look for. It kind of, you know, it'd be exactly the same as when Nikki. I don't want to say if the corporate is listening. I don't want to say she. We had to do these things where you have to analyze yourself.
Okay.
You
know, how you're,
I did one.
Did you take like one of those tests?
It's a DISC profile we took, and that's been around where you just answer these questions. They'll give you four words, which is the most like you. And then they'll give you another four words, which is the least like you.
And then those are so hard sometimes.
I know. Yeah,
so he said that. I just didn't think it was.
Was like, because some of them are like,
they said,
so close.
They said budget 15 minutes. I don't know. Three, four. I'm just like,
really?
Okay. And then what's cool about it now, unlike it was years ago.
Yeah.
When you're done, you just hit send and they send you back in probably 90 seconds.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A complete report. Jim does this. This is what he likes. This is what motivates him. This is what slows
him down. Did you feel
like
it was accurate?
Oh, spot on.
What
about
you?
My wife.
I didn't read the whole thing yet.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't. How long ago did you do this?
Yesterday.
He just did.
No, okay. 2 days.
Okay, I'm not going to give you too much crap then.
But we're going to meet on Friday. And I bet this would be really interesting in your field if you're putting on a movie to do a DISC profile on everyone. Because you guys are different people and you got to get along and that's the way it is here, right? Different personalities.
Yeah, sometimes they have chemistry reads, you know, when you're auditioning to see if they have that chemistry.
You're gonna say, I don't think I like that person. They're going to say, well, they're a high I and you're a high D and the way you best communicate is through this. And so, okay, I'll try that. You know what I mean? Like, they're good things and I don't know what Civic paid for that, but KI does that. Cellcom did it. We did that when I met
But I was at the reason, brother, I said a couple of times where I'm like, well, Nikki, what do you think? This one or this one?
He goes
one?
And asks, what most describes you? He asks somebody else. That's totally contrary to what the study wants. The study wants to know internally what you think.
I was getting
and that
at.
So you.
It is, right?
I was getting at is if you and I judged, I would be asking you, was that good or that not good?
That's you know, I had to take a personality test. This was so many years ago. And in there, it gave you like job occupations that you'd be good at. And mine said that I'd be in the entertainment industry
really?
As an actress. And the person that administered it said I never had anybody get that result.
Wow.
Because it was like a business setting that we were in. And so I was like, okay.
That's cool. That's very cool.
It was meant to be.
Actually, that's pretty close. So you know what mine was?
Need for approval. Need. I know what yours. What was it, John?
History teacher.
Well, really?
For that.
History
honest
teacher?
To God, history teacher.
Are you a big history buff?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. I've written four books on history.
Well, okay.
You don't have my books? You haven't bought my books?
And you know what?
My gosh.
If people.
Wow. I'll put them in the gas station in Luxembourg.
No matter what age, those are good tests to take. And one of the best tests for free, I shouldn't say that. It was... is the one at NWTC. Now it's like 12 hours. It's
12 four segments.
Well, it's four segments of, I think, 3 hours or two. And they really go to find one's pretty academic. They give you some math problems and things, but okay. Then other ones are more personality mm-hmm. and I don't know. And you fill this out, and I was really excited to get the results because I'd left. It wasn't working, and I thought, well, I want to do the rest of my second half type thing. And I thought it'd come out like a train conductor or something. I never thought, but it just really didn't tell me. I mean, it's like, okay, it wasn't.
Did it say politician?
Yeah, it just said a lot of stuff about me. It was nothing. I wish I would have found something like an actress or a history, but it
didn't give you any occupations. Like, hey, this is where
Okay. It did, but it's nothing I hadn't thought of.
Right.
I was hoping for
like, see something under the
train
surface.
Conductor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really, that's it. You know, like that.
That's the one.
Yeah, and I would have jumped at that. But anyway, no, I don't want to say it wasn't. It was a great test, and it put in a lot of things to it. And but it just the things that they said, dude, you'd be really probably pretty good at this, were things I'd considered. But right. Anyway, that's cool.
Well, then that's accurate then for you.
Yes, yeah, it was. And I'd say that actress thing was accurate for you. And I think that. You know, the
John would be
thing.
A great history teacher.
Right.
Thank
he could,
you.
He would tell the stories to keep you interested.
Yeah.
I love that.
Now,
yeah.
Some of the details might not be true.
And
but,
right? I will guarantee you.
You can't really look up.
I mean, they didn't have the internet back then.
No, exactly.
Back to show back to show prep. There would be no syllabus. What are we doing? I don't know.
And it might somehow relate back to my childhood or something
right,
along
right.
that.
Or this
or,
is why you're a good improver. Exactly.
Or a tie to sports. Yeah, it's okay.
Boy, you know what we're talking about. You can stick around?
Yes.
Can we keep her sticking around here, Todd? Talk about comedians, how tough that is. Improv people.
Yes.
All the respect in the world for them, too, to get up there with no safety net. We got to set a quick break. Heather Arndt, our very special guest. Tarl Knight will be coming on back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're with State Emmy-winning actress Heather Arndt. Having a great time talking about the biz. That's been our theme all day today. And then Tarl Knight. Tarl here from the Tarleton, who's just doing a wonderful, wonderful job at bringing entertainment to downtown Green Bay on a street level, to put it nicely. And I don't mean that in a bad way, Tarl, but what I mean is, like, even like when I would drive past your place in the summer, and you would have a band and you'd have food trucks, and that just seemed like it was just this desolate parking lot. Thank you, Nikki. It was just this desolate parking lot, and you found a way to take that space. And like, we were in Oshkosh yesterday, and we talked about one of the coolest little things. They gave us a big tour of downtown Oshkosh a few weeks ago. But anyway, one of the things that stood out for me was there was this old, neglected alley that would have been like kind of like this scary alley to walk down at night or whatever. And now it's the most beautiful art type thing they've put together there.
Stringing lights. It's just very, very cool.
Beautiful.
It's
art.
Cool space.
And it's just,
and
like,
I know we're doing some of that, but.
But that's what I mean. Have some imagination.
Yeah. And your building's 100 years old.
It is this year.
This year.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Years old.
Exactly 100 years old. So you built the same year as the Northland Hotel. And yeah, I just give you a lot of credit for not only preserving, you know, the structure, but, you know, turning it into something that's very lively
and
needed. And needed in our downtown. I mean.
So congratulations. But I drove by one night and it's like, holy crap. That place is jammed.
Do you think you've talked enough, Tarl?
Okay, Tarl, thank you for being here.
Welcome to our show.
Wait till I get going.
We're doing a game show at your place, just so you know.
He's good with that, right?
Oh, yeah, sounds good.
Excellent.
Let us know when.
Is this your way of asking him or telling him?
Well, that's kind of my style.
But it's going to be great. And we're going to, we'll film two or three shows at one time, but we'll need your theater for one day, you know, a week. We'll do two, three, four, five shows. It's a game show. We're going to open up with a comedian. Good exposure for you because people are going to come in, oh, I've never been here before.
Sounds fun.
And it's going to be statewide initially, and then we're going to see it take off. And
let me just let Todd, sneak in here real quick.
Now let Todd talk about the real world.
Nah.
All right.
The man who can crush our dreams with one word.
I know.
Yeah.
The man of many words.
Right? Yes. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So let's wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be a lot of fun.
It'd be great. It'd be something different, unique, and downtown. You know, that's what's got to be.
Yeah, so the Bambi. Is there going to be a big wheel?
He wants a part. Did you hear that, Todd?
What did he say?
I get to spin the big wheel.
Is there going to be a big wheel?
We don't. I think it's going to be.
It might, we got a concept.
We're weaving a little bit, but it could be. We're not going to talk about it because I don't want anybody to steal.
We don't want anybody to steal our idea.
No, so we got to keep this under wraps.
Never mind, Carl.
Carl, tell us.
Talk about the Bammy.
You got a million things going on there all the time, and I just love listening to the big band music. I think that's awesome. You have that every, was that Wednesday?
Every first Thursday.
First Thursday.
Yeah.
Every first Thursday. Okay. Yeah. I enjoy it.
And thanks for coming in, Jim.
That was great. And it, the Bammy Awards, though, tell us about that.
The Bay Area Music Awards. We call it the Bammies or the Bammy Awards.
The Whammies, but more local.
Just like that, or the Grammys. And so what we're doing is celebrating local live music industry folks. This is just a way for us to all get together and collaborate and meet each other and celebrate all the great things we do for Green Bay. Something I always heard growing up, coming up in Green Bay as a musician, a songwriter, is Green Bay doesn't have a music scene like maybe Appleton or Madison or Milwaukee. That's just not true. And so this is a great way to spotlight that fact and to really celebrate everybody together. We have 40 award categories this year, 40 award trophies that are going out. And on December 1st, so right now, nominations are open at thebammies.com or thebammies.org. You can go on and out of any 40 award categories, including different genres of music, different instrument types, and different industry categories like Venue of the Year or Music Instructor of the Year.
Love it.
You can nominate
someone
special in our
community. Bringing recognition to all the
community.
Grassroots places around here.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then starting on January 1st, we're going to open voting up to the public. And we also have a Bammy Awards Committee with a select number of industry folks throughout Brown, Door, Kewaunee, O'Connell, and Marinette counties.
Nice.
And those are all the counties bordering
the Bay. What county
are you
from again, Heather?
What county, Kewaunee. My friend? Yeah. Kewaunee County.
Okay.
Kewaunee. Yeah.
Well, Heather, you know, maybe you're up for something.
Did they? So Kewaunee's part of it? Because Kewaunee, the only thing I remember about Kewaunee is there's more cows than people that live there.
Yeah. Hey now. Not with my family of nine. Yeah.
They better be talented cows.
So, okay, so Jim, Todd, another thing Jim doesn't like is like agriculture or something. Because where were we? And he goes, you know what? They got to build some stuff. That's all he got is like farm fields. The whole thing is like farm fields.
We were on the show.
Yeah.
And then people were texting and yeah. Jim.
Just was looking for
that's how you're fed, Jim.
Yeah, did you ever do breakfast on the farm?
I've done
a bunch of those.
Many. And I appreciate Love Farming. That building across the street does $6 billion in sales, and that's because of farming. It's Schreiber cheese. I just was driving by some, and it wasn't really farmed. It was just vacant land, and I saw an opportunity to build a community that for certain people, right? I think that's people like to be around certain people, and I just thought that would be a cool place to grow a little weed and have the hippies come in and kind of chill here.
His dream in life is to get some land in the UP where it's legal, build a place off the grid, no cars, only four wheelers and things like that, and have a weed commune.
Right. Wow, I did not know this.
Yeah, it's going to be, you're going to really like enjoy living there because you're off the grid. And that's
what
people want.
I'm going to ride my cow in.
And it's going to be a little bit of a tourist attraction, but we're not going to let tourists in. They're just going to, it's going to be a concept that we could probably franchise throughout the U.S., but we're going to start it in Nagani.
Clothing optional, Jim?
No, it's all tie-dye. You got to be tie-dye.
Tie-dye
Tuesdays. For sure,
okay.
On Tuesdays, you got to wear your tie-dye
stuff.
They can
sell roadside in case you don't have it to come out.
Absolutely.
That's where the tourism comes in, is on Tie-Dye Tuesday, people can come by, and then we'll have Weed Wednesdays, and we're gonna make plenty of money there.
I'm not thought this through.
Oh, you can't believe.
I didn't know about this grand plan you had.
Have you been to the UP lately?
No.
Chinese restaurants are now
dispensaries. They're turning all these little places. Go through Menominee. I think there's six marijuana stores in the little town of Menominee. My little tiny town, I believe, has four. It probably has 4,000
people. What is your town?
Nagani.
Okay.
And it's just loaded with weed shit. The UP, their best industry right now is gummies. Their best industry is gummies.
Yeah.
And Jim wants to be a part of that.
He's going
to
capitalize.
I don't do that or take any of that. I just want to make the money on it.
Okay.
I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, really, I just.
Oh, trust me. I believe it because he's so high strung.
Maybe he needs to.
He needs, absolutely. That's our hope.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Back to
hope
Carlton.
He'll sample the product.
And Carl, we'll have something up there like yours, but it's probably more, I don't know. I haven't figured out the entertainment yet, but it's going to be a great commune to live in.
And I can tell.
The design. You know what's cool about it? The whole no cars is cool. There'll be a parking lot that you can take your golf cart to, but there's not. You can't park in front of your. But the homes are all the same.
Is the golf cart tie-dye? It should be, right?
Yeah. Well, but what's cool about it? It's not.
Or painted like the Partridge Family bus.
Yes.
Remember the Partridge Family bus?
Yep.
But you remember the Partridge Family, Turtle?
I don't, but I've seen it.
My first crush of my entire life.
Oh, everybody's.
I know.
That guy?
Susan Day.
Oh,
sorry. No! Ruben? No. Susan Day. From the Partridge
Family. Who was the star? David Cassidy. That's who I was.
Oh, David Cassidy.
That's right. Okay, yeah. That's right. That was your guy.
Hey, anyway, Heather, how are you doing? Good to have you here today. So you have to be a witness to this.
I learned so much today.
But yeah. I just want to say the housing that's going to be built there. Carl, this is interesting. It's all going to be.
Carl, pay attention. It's interesting.
Did you see that where they have those barrels, housing, that it's all barrels?
No, I've not seen that. I know what you're thinking.
Or else are going to be like the train cars, but it's not going to be keeping up with the Joneses because part of getting off the grid is no more competition. So the homes are all the same. And so it's just going to feel like I'm part of something, yet I have my own place, but I'm, you know, I can take advantage of all
I've
these.
I've heard this story before.
Yeah, of course, because we've said it like 100 times. But Tarl could actually open up a small theater there, Jim, and you could have entertainment there.
I like
there.
It. Okay,
all right.
I like
that's
it a lot.
Yeah. All right, tell us more about the Bammy. Yes.
So who's, like, is there any media type things up for grabs? Because I'll tell you something. Jim and I had a little bit of a bad experience yesterday. And this goes back. People have heard this story, but it took a different level yesterday. We were so convinced by our corporate people that we were going to win two awards at the State of Wisconsin Broadcasters Association in Madison. They had us completely convinced.
I had a wedding, but don't go to the wedding. You need to be at this event. So it's like, okay, they're kind of telling us something.
Sure.
And
they must know.
They must know something. Know, so we went. Got dressed up.
Got dressed up. Good. We
did.
Looked good.
That,
we looked good.
We went to
Ty, can you put that picture up of us looking really good?
That's this picture of the awards ceremony.
I was thinking us.
And Todd didn't say anything. He's just like, that's us.
That's us before.
Doesn't that look like we're going to be called up on stage?
That you guys were dressed to the nines.
We were. And we're just like, okay. And we kind of were sitting next to each other. It's like, okay.
Okay, take that picture down, this other picture. That was because Nick brought those glasses.
I love
it. Thank you, Todd.
But when we were sitting there having dinner, and we also had a front table, which kind of tells you something. They tell you the people are going to win always sitting
right next to it, right there.
And then so we're like, okay, when they call us, you go up that way.
Okay, which way do we go here? Are we going all the way down? Or we just walk up here?
Just walk across the stage.
No, just
let's go down there.
Let's go walk there, and then we'll walk across. Okay, got it.
We had it all planned out.
And now, the award for the State of Wisconsin for the best special programming goes to...
Was a runner-up.
Yeah, the winner is so-and-so, runner-up, Mino and the Mayor. Twice in a row.
Oh, my God.
We just left.
So the guy that's president of the state thing lives right upstairs here. He's a vice president and channel manager at Channel 5, okay? So he was the guy handing out the award. You know, they hand you the award, then you get your picture taken with the guy. And it was him. It was Judd. So
this photo op opportunity, this photo area.
Nice, beautiful. So Judd, can we get a picture with you with him? No, I'm sorry. It's only for the winners.
It's like, dude.
Ouch.
It's only for the winners. So who wins? Who wins?
We go back to our room and start drinking.
Yeah.
And who wins?
Todd.
Todd wins.
Top award in the state.
Yeah.
That's
why when Todd says nah, you gotta go with what Todd
says. You're like, I'm a winner.
Yeah, you guys. No, you want to hear the worst part?
I just want to say one more thing on that award.
This is worse than him getting two speeding tickets on the way home. Go ahead.
That's true too. I got two speeding tickets on the way home. But we went there, and our pockets were full of M&Ms because after we won to give everybody M&Ms because of Mino and the Mayor.
M&Ms. He got special M&Ms made in New York City with Mino and the Mayor on them to hand out.
Just for not.
So then yesterday, we go and do our show at our affiliate in Appleton, doing the whole show.
Oshkosh.
Beautiful studio, nice people. It's great being downtown there. And I look at the table by where we're getting our picture taken. It's like, Jim, was that there a month ago when we did the show here? He goes, no. It was his big award that he won.
He put it
Provident, right where we're going to get our picture taken now at the studio, just to rub it in. So you guys think he's this nice guy?
That award's been there since we won.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. All right. Amanda, was it there the last time we were there?
It was there the last time because you walked up to it and went, "Huh, this is what one of those looks like, huh?"
I did. Okay.
Back. All right. Let's full circle. How do we win a BAMMY award?
Yes. What do we got to do?
Well, we do have a radio station of the year for maybe music stations.
No.
But you go onto the BAMMYs.com, the BAMMYs.org, and you nominate any folks in the music industry. You can nominate yourself if you're a music industry person. And you can nominate anybody that you love if you're a fan. And then on January 1st, we're going to switch over to public voting, and the BAMMY Awards Committee is going to vote.
So what's the qualification, Wisconsin or Brown?
If you live or work Brown, Door, Kewaunee, Oconto, right, or Marinette counties, okay, all along the bay.
And you can be professional, amateur.
But the categories are on your website?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. They're all right there at thebammies.org.
Do you have a talk show segment? Or?
Well, we do that live music, the local live music every Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah,
you can nominate folks, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Okay, nice job of reading that off our sign right behind you.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I saw your eyes go right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's okay, you don't lie. I have to do that too.
We still do that.
John,
here.
John,
I had to do that yesterday.
You're extrapolating.
I had to go, could you move a little bit? Yeah. Hey, we're right here on 98.3.
Way to call him out.
I know, right? Hey, Tara, I got to tell you, though, when I worked for a real estate company, we looked at that building about turning it into something commercial and offices and everything, and would have taken a lot of work because of the sloped floor. You know, that type of thing. But just walking around that facility, it's like, this is old Green Bay. This is, I mean, like, Don Hudson and Curly Lambeau probably sat in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of history.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And Jim, and I both have a certain affinity for those kind
history,
of things.
History, because they're just not making history, right? I mean, every day we try, but the history's here. It's not in the suburbs, which, you know, they've got their strengths. But, boy, the biggest strength, besides the river, would be the history.
That's of downtown
that's
Green
why
Bay.
We owe it to preserve and restore that space.
Beautiful. For somebody your age to do that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's all right.
And I'm so glad that you're reaching out to so many things. I mean, right, we talk about the cartoons on Saturday, but just the different music you have, the variety of things you're bringing in into the downtown, and it's easy parking. It's just, there's restaurants around there. It's just a cool space.
I can tell you something funny. So when Mark Daniels, broadcaster Mark Daniels, we were on the other day, and we were talking about when we were kids, we would go to the Union Hotel to try to get autographs of the opposing teams coming in and out. And we talked about, we both were there the same day when O.J. Simpson was there and whatever. And I told a story about 1974 I was there on like their 50th anniversary.
At the Northland, not the Union.
Okay, I'm going to tell, okay, I'll finish this first. All right.
Well, hang on, guys. I have no mouse for my computer, so I can't play us music on the way out.
Oh.
So we got to fill 5 seconds. John, go ahead and do that.
Five.
Fly me to the moon.
Not let that me. Way.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back. We have two very special guests, and we've had a lot of special guests today. Pete Schwabe joining us. 1 year anniversary of Night Light radio show, which is aired here live Monday through Friday. What time is it, Todd?
6 to 8.
6 to 8, which is a phenomenal show. We got Heather Arndt, a state Emmy award-winning actress, joining us right here. We have Tarl Knight joining us from the BAMMY Awards and the Tarleton. But what I was saying is, in 1974, and Heather had to throw in, I wasn't born then. She had to just throw that in for whatever reason. No reason.
Why, was he born yet? Come on.
No.
Zero reason for her to throw that in there. But anyway, I was just saying, I went to two places we came down for that Packer game the night before. One was the Northland Hotel to get autographs, and the other was the Tarleton Theater to watch Jeremiah Johnson. So it's just funny, you guys were built in the exact same year, and 50 years ago right now, I was at both places. Isn't
that
a great story?
It is. It's great that those buildings are here.
Todd, good story, yes or no? Yes. Give us a yes or no, Todd.
Good
story?
This is another one.
Nah, forget.
John, I gotta be honest with you.
I've heard it before.
No, this is another one of those things where you weren't listening. But, all right, Tarl, tell me a little bit more. I think this is a great opportunity for people to recognize people in the music industry, which sometimes they don't get recognized, especially in this area. I mean, you know, Mile of Music really gives a lot of shout-outs, but we just need to do more. And I know you're trying, right? You did that event on Broadway, the 100 bands.
Well, yeah,
the
all bands on deck with
all
the
bands
Shipyard
on deck.
District.
How did that go? We haven't talked to you since.
Oh, it's great.
Last time we talked to you was right before that.
It went really well. We had over 100 performances, and we had thousands of people come out and celebrate live local music. That's a great time.
And what you're doing is you're bringing a lot of people who probably haven't hung out in that part of town in a lot of years.
That's revitalization. You got to bring people down and attract them to a place where they haven't been for a while.
Yeah. And
that's the key.
Once they come down, it's like, it's pretty awesome. I mean, there's not, there's just, like I said, they're not making history. Like, there's some great theater down here, and it's very walkable and very, very safe, too. And I just think it's great
that that area's got that cool urban feel to it.
Yeah, that's a cool
space. It's got that cool space. Original urban feel. I love that.
It's got a cool industrial vibe down there. Yes. It's a special place.
It is. It's just not a lot of fast food. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not Olive Garden. Nothing wrong with these places and Hardee's and all these. It's just, they're unique business. A Japanese steakhouse.
Every business down there is owned by someone in the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's just that entrepreneurial spirit there. The person waiting on you is probably the person who owns the place, which is just so cool.
A lot
cool.
of time. I know I am often.
Yeah, right.
Of course, the other night you came into the Green Bay Jazz Orchestra at the Tarleton Theater. It was the one night I wasn't there.
Your mom took care of me. So,
good, good. the big story when I got back, Jim was here. You missed Jim.
Well, actually, okay, we're going to have to close. I did this thing with A.J. Dillon last night. Okay. His first, you know, his very first comment, go, A.J. He goes, hey, John, where's the mayor?
Working.
Honest to God.
You guys are a pair.
We did get asked to judge the dog contest at the Northland Hotel. They're having an event coming up in January. Now Johnny's got a conflict, but I thought that was cool.
I got a big time conflict.
They have a dog contest.
Meat raffle.
Oh,
I do a meat raffle. I do a lot of meat raffles.
But yeah, it's fun to do that. So
one other thing though about you, you're not just talking the talk, walking the walk. You like live right there, right? In the heart of the district?
Yeah, and I moved down there. In order to be part of it, and then we reformed the neighborhood association. So, you know, my heart is in it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You got serious skin in the game, as they say.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you do any, have you performed there, Heather?
No.
You don't do too much local acting type stuff, right?
Well, we do have some live theater, especially when presented by the Widener, through our Widener downtown at the Tarleton series. But as part of the Green Bay Film Festival, we host a lot of independent film. So maybe there's opportunity for a film premiere or some of your acting to be shown on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, I know they have some plans that they're working on right now, so you can see Amro.
Please get that out there. We want to know where people can watch you.
Yes, right now, like I said, for Amro, that is a must-see movie. So once I have the final details, I will get that to you. So I don't want to give anything away, but I will definitely get that to you. It's a movie you want to see. It's an action film. It's a bank heist. It's fantastic.
And it was all shot in Amro.
It was all shot in Amro.
And what part do you play?
It's called Amro?
It's called Amro.
Like
we shot
Fargo?
In Amro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I play the role of Maria. I work at the bank. Okay. So it's a bank heist and a lot of stuff goes down during that movie.
Outstanding.
Maria.
Yes.
That makes me think of The Sound of Music and The Nun. But why Maria?
Well, that was the role name that they gave me. I don't know.
Well, I thought maybe there was some tie to something other than that.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Family of an Italians or...
I'm not. You know, I'm just German-Belgian myself.
Okay.
As is everybody in Kiwani County.
I know, exactly.
I was looking for the theater part.
And you know, Sound of Music, that is just literally my family growing up with such a big family. I always felt like we were very much Sound of Music. Yeah. That was the way it was.
How many times?
Probably as many times as you. What did you say you've seen a million times? I've seen that Sound of Music that many times. So whatever your favorite movie is.
The Greatest Showman?
The Greatest Showman, you said. And which I've seen a number of times. But,
yeah, and you have not, which is
not.
Sort of...
Can
have
I
you
rent
seen
it?
Someplace?
I've not seen it.
Oh
either.
My
the
gosh,
Greatest
I'm
Showman?
Sitting between two people that have not seen The Greatest Showman.
Probably the
I don't
only.
Know how to feel.
Probably the only two people that haven't seen it.
Right.
Really?
Hugh Jackman's in it.
Oh
my gosh.
Great music.
Yes. Do you like musical movies?
I like Les Mis.
Okay. They're okay. Yeah. But that's not.
Yeah.
That
well,
the scene. That's not real far away. The storyline's totally different, but she sings, there's some great music out of there. Never Enough is like a huge song that came out of that movie.
He thinks I'm nuts because he says I'm the only person that hasn't seen Hamilton.
Is that a true statement?
Well.
Have you seen it, Todd?
No, I have not.
Heather?
To be honest, my kids watched it without me, and then I just really never got back around to it. But I do want to watch it. It is like on my list, and I kind of forgot until just now, so thank you for the reminder.
Tara, you ever see... Hamilton?
I saw Hamilton.
All right. Yeah. Of course live, you did, because I didn't see it.
But live theater.
Yes.
Okay, not that. The movie, I didn't even know it was on a movie.
No, yeah, I didn't know about it.
Well, I saw Wicked, when it came to the Appleton.
Wicked's awesome.
It was
I've seen that
so
a bunch of times.
That was really good.
So good.
Wicked's great.
Yeah, and such a great experience to bring, if you have kids too, to, you know, engross them in something like that.
And to talk about it. It's just a very cool story.
Did you see the movie version?
I want to see the new one.
Yeah, that's out now.
And that ends, there's another Avi movie coming out because it ends at halftime. Intermission.
Right, so there's a second movie for Wicked.
Correct. Oh, I got you. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we're running out of time. This has been so much fun. Tarl, thanks for what you're doing for downtown Green Bay. And get us a category for the Bammies. Heather,
thanks, John.
Heather,
I'm on it.
We got to talk about the game show.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Try to get me a bit part in one of your movies.
I'm going to. I think it'd be fun. Yeah, cameo here.
I like it.
Those are some of the best, most memorable spots.
Absolutely.
Bammy.com.
All right. Good
stuff. Nominations
both of you. Thank you all so very much for being
Thank
in here.
Thank you for having me.
You guys
Thanks,
are both
John.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jim.
Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.